This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on godly discipline. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at the importance of implementing godly discipline in your life in Jesus' name. And I think it's so important to emphasize, this isn't mind over matter. This is faith over feelings. And, you know, by faith, we implement these godly habits, because first you make your habits, then your habits make you or break you. So, glory to God. Now, we're going to look at Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So here we're given really two options, or two pathways, so to speak. You can walk in the Spirit, or alternatively, you can walk in the flesh. And really, they are the only two options as such. You will do one or the other on a daily basis. And this is why, again, what I'm going to read is so important. I say then, walk in the Spirit. And this is a command. This isn't a suggestion. This is a divine command. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so you do not do the things that you wish. So understand this. If you've been born again, you're saved. Glory to God. You've been redeemed. You've been washed in the blood. But while your spirit has been made new, you still have the same flesh. And this is where the challenge comes, is if you don't renew your mind, your flesh will predominate. And this is the sobering thing to consider, is that you might be saved for 50 years, but your flesh is still capable of doing what it was doing before you were saved, if you allow it to lead you. This is why we walk in the Spirit, so that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So Paul doesn't say, you know, there's a possibility, or, you know, that it's not such a big deal. The Bible says you will not inherit the kingdom of God. And again, he repeats himself in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And let me say this, this is in the Bible. And if you believe in a God, a creator God who is sovereign, a God who is in control, a God who defines right and wrong, you know, that's not a typo, that's not a mistake, that's not a misunderstanding, that is explicitly written there. And you do with that what you will. But as for me, I'm going to walk in the light of that. And so irrespective of how confused that generation becomes, I'm going to walk in the light of what God's word says. And it says, those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And he repeats himself twice in verse 9 and verse 10. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. And so here we see this understanding that revelation brings transformation, and that we must not settle for anything less than transformation. And, you know, we're called to live a holy life. We need to aim for the culture of heaven. The culture of the kingdom, you know, the culture of God's kingdom is holiness, it's discipline, it's self-control. So why would you want to come under the control of something that, if you mess with it to excess, can cause you to lose control? Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let's also walk in the Spirit. Let's not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. And so here it talks about how the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, temperance, meekness, gentleness, and self-control, or discipline. And so we all face it in some shape or form. Most of us struggle with temptation on a daily basis. I think it was Oscar Wilde said, I can resist anything except temptation. And really this describes the carnal man, it describes the unsaved man, the person who doesn't have the ability really, you know, to resist sin or darkness or deception. And I know it's said a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, there is a reality there, is that we need to develop discipline so that we can resist temptation, because all of us will face it in some form. Now, what is a temptation to you may not be to me, or vice versa, but the reality is all of us are tempted in some areas. And so all of us struggle to some degree, whether it's an inability to get out of bed in the morning, or to stop eating when you're full, or to say no to fast food, or stick to a diet, or stay away from a porn site, or simply just, you know, obsessive scrolling on your phone, maybe gossip or strife. Some people are drawn like a moth to a flame when it comes to that. Or it may be anger or lust or worry or anxiety or depression. So again, irrespective of where you're tempted, the answer is self-control. But self-control is only possible if you develop discipline. The sobering reality is that we can all get into the flesh very quickly. History is replete with the stories of men and women who could have achieved, who could have had a great family, career, marriage, could have left a wonderful legacy, but who lost it all, not through lack of ability, but lack of discipline. Because first you make your habits, and then your habits make you or break you. I love this quote. It's a Japanese proverb, and it says, "The reputation of 1,000 years may be undermined by the conduct of 1 hour." And so, again, the conduct of 1 hour can literally undermine or destroy the reputation that had been built over 1,000 years. And so, again, discipline means that you make your habits, and then your habits make you. Samuel Johnson, 1708 to 1784, said this: "Habits are first cobwebs, then cables. The chains of habit are too weak to be felt until they're too strong to be broken." Think about that. That is profound. Habits are first cobwebs, then they're cables. The chains of habit are too weak to be felt until they're too strong to be broken. You know, isn't it amazing that over 300 years later, those words still resonate with us and make so much sense? That, you know, that habits, and I've seen that with so many men who are strung out on heroin or homeless or completely broken, broken in their health, broken in their mind, broken in their body. How it all started as fun, whether drugs or alcohol or porn or whatever else, they're, you know, is destroying their lives. You know, because first in the beginning, you play with sin. But in the end, sin plays with you and destroys you. It's very, very sobering to consider. And he continues, "The chains of habit are too weak to be felt until they're too strong to be broken." And so what you do on a daily basis forms your habits. And what you do on a daily basis really comes down to discipline or lack of discipline. And unfortunately, some people, because of their lack of discipline, you know, make chains for themselves. And, you know, they develop ungodly habits of staying in bed all day, staying up all night, and, you know, not being discerning about what they're looking at online, or, you know, who they're spending their time with, or what they're spending their money on. Or it's very sad sometimes to behold, but you know what? The answer is found in godly discipline. And so I hope you can stick with us over the next few weeks, like I said, as we continue on through this series. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow, right here in UCB Ireland. God bless you.